Beijing says the U.S. is gravely backpedaling on its stance toward Taiwan. China's foreign ministry is taking issue with a revised fact sheet from the U.S. State Department, which took out a line on Washington's opposition to independence for the self-governing island that's home to 23 million people. Here's a very quick background on China and Taiwan's contentious relationship. The two split in 1949 during a civil war. Communists came to power and the nationalists fled to the island about 100 miles off of China's east coast to set up a separate government. The island is separated from China's east coast through the disputed narrow waterway known as the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's government and military operate independently from China, though it's never formally declared its independence from Beijing. In reference to the State Department's revision, the Chinese Communist Party warned Washington to stop emboldening and supporting Taiwan independence and avoid further damaging U.S.-Sino relations. The CCP also accused the U.S. of threatening peace and stability in the region, which is somewhat ironic considering China's so-called punishment drills around the island in recent years. Beijing also vowed to retake control of the island, which it views as its own. In 2027, China's angry response stems from the U.S. removing a phrase from the State Department site. A fact sheet on the site used to say, "We do not support Taiwan independence." That phrase is now gone. Taiwan welcomes the change, telling the Associated Press, "The language reflects the close and amicable partnership between Taipei and Washington." It's worth pointing out, this isn't the first time the State Department's removed the phrase. In 2022, it removed the same phrase, but put it back up a few weeks later, following condemnation from Beijing. The White House and State Department aren't expressly saying why the U.S. removed the phrase, but the change does come amid Taiwanese concerns. President Donald Trump may not be as strong in his support of the nation as his predecessor, Joe Biden. Trump accuses Taiwan, a leading manufacturer of semiconductors, of taking chip business away from the U.S. and pledges to take it back. Former President Biden signed the CHIP Act in 2022, which is also increasing chip production in the U.S. The U.S. does not formally recognize Taiwan as a country, but is contractually obligated to defend the island in case of attack. The U.S. is also the island's biggest arms supplier.